Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins. Welcome to another episode of the Realm of Heroes and Monsters Storytime with your host, me, A.P. Fuchs, writer, artist from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And if you don't know where that is in the globe, that's basically right above North Dakota, smack dab in the middle of North America. So anyway, here we are, episode 4. So I hope you're enjoying the season so far. If you're just joining us, we're diving back into Flash Attack, which was tackled in season 1. And so we're doing Flash Fiction again, and we're also doing a new segment called Story Before the Story. And it's not like the story behind the story from last season, where we talked about where the story that was read, you know, came from and the ideas behind it, etc. The story before the story is something special. We're going to go into that segment right away, and you'll see what it's about. And it's more to do with life, the story of life. And that's going to be today's Story Before the Story main theme. So, in the meantime, thanks for tuning in this week. Thanks for joining me for a new episode. And I would like you now to listen to this interesting idea of the story of life. Welcome to Story Before the Story. So today we're going to talk about life. Life being a story, right? This is exemplified in, well, basically, you know, the prime example, if you walk into a bookstore, is you find memoirs, right? And it's people reflecting back on their lives and they're talking about what happened. And that's great. I mean, it's good that we have life stories like that, and we can learn a lot of things from different people through the different things that they went through, and et cetera, et cetera. And even in the comic book medium, I mean, autobiography comics are huge. Harvey Pekar, everyone knows him now from American Splendor. His stuff was stories from his life. The story Alec has from Eddie Campbell. Alec was like a fictional sort of alter ego of his, but it was his life stories. Alec Longstreth does it with his Phase 7 comics. John Porcellino does it with King Cad comics. And they're all autobiographical. Julia Wirtz is another one. And that's great that people are telling their life stories through different mediums, right? And even the fiction author is still filtering their life experiences, but through the guise of fiction. So they could be writing about a real circumstance that happened, but, you know, you change the names, maybe tweak the situation a little bit. Of course, the dialogue might be a little bit different. Some of it might be spot on. The point is, yeah, they put it in real life through their fiction. But what about this, right? We were talking, like, the whole point of this story before the story is how do stories apply to our lives? And the truth is, every single day that you wake up, you are experiencing, almost like virtual reality, the story of your life, right? You're in your story. You are walking through your story. And it's interesting that, like, if you actually, during the day when you're doing your, you know, whether it's your job or stuff around the house or whatever it might be, if you, for a second, step out and actually watch yourself as a character, it's an interesting experience because you're telling yourself a story. Let's just say I'm washing the dishes, you know, I'm putting this special one from grandma in the cupboard, you know, and the idea here is simply this, that stories, like I had started off with this whole thing saying stories are everywhere. Stories are in your day to day as well. We tell ourselves stories throughout the day. We acknowledge what we're doing throughout the day, whether we're speaking to somebody or we're acting a certain way towards somebody, we're creating this narrative, right? Whether we're consciously creating a story, like that's one thing. Like sometimes we make up stuff to kind of get what we want. That's obviously, you know, don't do that, but we do it, right? And what I'm trying to say is that we end up having our own narrative for the day, you know. We do these things as characters in the stories of our lives. And if we stay conscious of that, right, like the examples given, where like Harvey Pekar, for example, being one of them, He paid attention to his daily life. I know John Porcellino does this. He experiences an event in his life and he'll write it down and then later turn it into a comic strip. And he'll even write down like the date and time that this event happened. And that's actually included with the comic strips. And the point is, though, he's recognizing that his life is a story. And it's a story that he's sharing with people. So there's this conscious awareness that he's living out this story, this personal story. And a lot of people, they don't do that, right? We just go through life and do our things, sometimes on autopilot, routine, routine, routine. We go here, we go to work, we come home, we have dinner, we watch TV, we go to bed, right? But then there's other people who are conscious of the fact that they are living out these little mini stories throughout the day. And that's what I want this to hammer home with you is that your life is a story, right? We escape into stories to escape life, but at the same time, our own lives are a story. And what's cool about life in terms of story is that it's basically more or less every single genre possible, right? Like there's romance parts, there's horror parts, there's action parts, there's drama parts, right? There's parts of like very serious nonfiction, and there's even parts of your life that are fiction, like when you're lying to yourself about something or somebody's making you believe something that isn't true. There's adventure, right? There's danger, like you could stumble. There's people who, you go for a walk in the forest and you see a bear far off in the distance. Well, be careful, right? So there's all these different elements, even elements of like the fantastic. Like when you witness something that you can't explain, that's like completely off the charts, that's not even like grounded in reality, but yet you experience these, sometimes miraculous events or supernatural perceiving events or that kind of stuff, right? So like life has all the genres. And as we're going through life, if you kind of look at things through that way, as you live your day to day, it's kind of like walking or acting out a movie in a way, right? And that's basically the takeaway here is that your life is a story. The whole thing is a story. And we see memes about this, like you could write the next chapter, it's all up to you. Next page is a blank page, start fresh, that kind of stuff. And it's true though. You do have the authority, because it's you, it's your life, to create your own story throughout the day. You could create your day into any genre you want if you really wanted to, right? So life is a story. And if you're cognizant of the story that's currently happening in your life, whether it's a great story right now or whether it's maybe not so great story at the moment, it helps you deal with it. It helps you cope with it. It helps you enjoy it more, depending if it's going good or bad. And just being aware, being present. And that's what they talk about, in terms of like mental health, right? Like one of the reasons we have anxiety is anxiety is rooted in fear, right? And what are we afraid of? We're typically afraid of the unknown. And the unknown is tomorrow, the unknown is the day after, the unknown is next week, the unknown is next month. And especially if we have things on the horizon that are maybes, that we're either hoping on or wishing might not come to pass, we're living in the unknown, therefore we are anxious, and therefore we are living in the future. Whereas if you view your life as a story and you walk through your life as a story, well, like any story, you can only go page by page. You can only go sentence by sentence or in a comic, panel by panel. So if you live in the present, any mental health professional will tell you to be present-minded, to live in the moment, to stay where you are mentally on the timeline. And that will diminish your anxiety, that will diminish your fear, that will diminish your uncertainty, that will diminish your doubt. And so it's a helpful thing that way. So living life as a story is just another way of being present, being mindful. Being mindful. Mindfulness is the term they use. And so I encourage you to do that. Take some time to live your life as if it was a story. Therefore, you are immersed in it. Therefore, you are present. Therefore, the future. Leave it in the future. All right, like you can't get there until you get there on the timeline. So leave it there. Focus on today. I mean, even Jesus said as much, right? He said, don't worry about tomorrow. He's like, guys, there's enough problems today. Just take care of that first. Let tomorrow worry about itself. And that's good advice, like in general, right? So religious or otherwise, that he's not wrong. Okay. So that's what I encourage you. Be present-minded. Your life is a story. Walk through the story, observe the story. Which parts of your life have the genres that you prefer? Maybe you should start doing more of those, right? If you're more into action and adventure and you don't have enough of that going on in your life, well, walk down the action adventure path. If you're lacking in romance, well, prepare your heart, but take a chance and go down that path. If you like thrills and chills, go do some scary stuff, and of course, be safe. But yeah, point is, walk through your life, let it be a story. And if they're worth some good moments there, then write them down. Be like John, be like Eddie, and share it with the world, because we all have things to share, and all our lives are stories. And all, not only that, lastly, our lives, you have a story, I have a story, but if you put our stories, if you line them up side by side as parallel lines, we would find certain aspects that we can connect with each other throughout that, right? So that's a good thing, relatability, that creates community, that creates help, that creates hope, that creates encouragement. So maybe live your life as a story. And maybe someone else who's living their life as a story too. And next thing you know, you guys might have stuff in common. So then you have something to fall back on. They got something to fall back on you. And you work together and life gets better. So anyway, that's basically story before the story. Be mindful. Live your life. It is a story after all. Make it a good one. Now comes the tale. The drive. Jana was reluctant to head back into her old neighborhood. It was fairly glamorous compared to the rest of the city. Big houses, fancy front doors, bay windows. Every garage was at least a double, some a triple. But she knew its secrets. And Mike lived out here. Mike, tall, handsome, charming, the kind of guy any woman would fall head over heels for. But she knew this area. She knew the houses were just facades for things better left unknown. Like the Johnson residence. Jim Johnson liked to beat his wife, sometimes his kids. She drove past the house and noticed the curtains covering the windows. A little further down the street and she came up to the Bagleys. Mrs. Bagley, she didn't know her first name, liked to hit the bottle hard, which sometimes led her to hiding the walls and any piece of furniture she could find, especially the expensive china in the cabinet in the dining room. Jana knew that after walking past there every night, well, not every night, but one night in her teens and overhearing the cops out front who were called onto the scene, she knew Mrs. Bagley's secret. She kept going. Christmas lights twinkled in some of the windows and shone bright around the garage doors. During her childhood, Christmas out here was magical despite the Scrooges that lived inside most places. Too bad Mike had to make his home on her old stomping ground. Stomping. All those walks to school trudging through a foot of snow. All the times she had to climb the stairs up to her bedroom at her parents' command because the neighbors were getting loud. On the left were the Deferens. Model parents and strong Christians. It was their kids that had been wayward and on more than one occasion got caught dealing pot. The youngest, Kyle, also threatened his brother with a kitchen knife. Jana's parents had moved out a long time ago. They got a condo closer to the city and also closer to her place. But tonight, she needed to see Mike. Had to see him. It was that beautiful smile of his that made him so inviting. But she put that out of her mind. She couldn't think about that right now. The thought of the homes she passed were too intrusive. On the right was old Granny Fairchild. Jana wasn't sure if the ancient woman was still alive, but rumor had it the place was haunted. Granny would often tell the kids stories of objects being moved in the middle of the night, like that one time she found the toaster on her sofa instead of in the kitchen where it belonged. Mike's place was coming up. Jana's heart picked up a beat, and she parked on the road a few houses down. She turned the car off and eyed the place. The front room light was on, and she'd caught word from her informant, Mike, would be home tonight. She reached into her purse and pulled out the gun and verified the silencer was in place. This would be an easy hit. And welcome back to After the Credits. All right, so this one's a bit of a commercial. I want to invite you all to join my Patreon page. You have two options. One's just a general tip jar where you just throw in a buck and say, thanks for the online content. The other one is the actual membership, which is $5 a month, and it gets you access to everything. It is sort of a master repository of all my online activities. So that's all there, plus Patreon exclusive items. So you get special essays just for you. You get serial novels that are airing before people get them for the public. You get special behind the scenes looks at things. You get special videos and all sorts of extra bonuses that go with it. Plus little special things for patrons here and there, special shout outs, special notices, all sorts of stuff. Plus you hear about things first before anybody else as well. So I encourage you to join the Patreon page. It's very simple. It's patreon.com/apfuchs. And already there's like 800 and some odd posts in there, and they're just keep being added. So join us. $5 a month, tons of content, and you're getting it on the regular. So this is a way to support the show, support the YouTube channel, and just to support just the content that's out there that I'm doing my best to bring to you to make you entertained, happy, and amused. So that's the little commercial. Please join me on Patreon. Patreon.com/APFuchs. Peace.